Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are talking about the drama. Now, I'm not talking about the drama in Hollywood. I'm not talking about the drama in our own lives. I'm talking about the movie, The Drama. If you have not heard of this one, it is an indie film by A24 starring Zendaya and Robert Pattinson. So if you're a fan of them, this is... The performances are... This one's hard to describe. So let me just start there. This one is hard to describe. Let's jump right in with the trailer. I want to warn you right now, there are some F-bombs in the trailer that obviously I'm not putting there. They're part of the trailer itself. But I just kind of wanted to warn those with younger ears that might be listening just to be aware of that. But don't worry, we're going to dive deep into this. This one is about a young couple from their first meeting through their first date on up through the wedding. And so it's the whole thing with the poster, if you can see there right there or right there at the top, it says you are cordially invited to the drama. Save the date April 3rd, because this movie came out last week on April 3rd. And needless to say, it's a little controversial. So like I said, let's kind of jump into this. And of course, we will touch on more of the details with no spoilers. You know me, no spoilers ever. So let's check this out.
Ready and turn. Nice.
The wedding is this Saturday.
What stories are you going to do?
What do you mean, my speech?
Yeah.
Are you going to use the first time we met?
Yes.
Okay, what about the first date?
Yeah, of course.
Fuck.
You don't have to do a speech.
So you're saying Charlie is your first love?
Yeah.
First love or your first crush?
Most, I think. Wait, is that insane?
At 30?
So, I want to say this thing about her laugh. You know how it's very cute, but it's also kind of... repulsive, even.
Okay,
I'm sorry. If my fiancé is using the term repulsive to refer to my laugh, that's a huge red flag right there. I have a very unusual laugh. I tend to snort when I get laughing really hard. We all kind of have our own laughs. It's like if you just look up silly laughs on YouTube, you'll hear laughs that'll get you laughing until your sides hurt. But yeah, that's not one of the big things of the drama that I'm referring to. It was just a good stopping point to kind of touch on that a little bit. And I just clicked stop. Let's jump ahead here. Not going to do that to y'all again.
Are you going to use the first time we met?
Yes.
Okay, what about the first date?
Yeah, of course.
Fuck.
That's totally my bad. I'm so sorry.
So you're saying Charlie is your first
love?
Yeah. First love or your first crush?
Both,
I can't believe
I
did that.
Wait, is that insane?
At 30?
So, I want to say this thing about her laugh. You know how it's very cute, but it's also kind of... repulsive, even.
Alright, so, before we got married, we did this thing where we said the worst thing we've ever done.
Okay. I'll tell mine if we all do it. Promise? Okay.
What did you do?
This doll.
Beer bottles and porn.
You left an Arab night.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing I've ever done.
Okay, here's a question. And if I get enough responses back from this, I will do a special show only on this. What is the worst thing that you have ever done? You can feel free to, if you want to remain anonymous, I am perfectly happy with letting you remain anonymous. But I would fill my inbox with the worst things that you've ever done. And I would love to do a show just purely based on that. Like I said, if you want to be anonymous, just let me know so in the email. And you can either message me on like Facebook, on X. You can message me on moviedeputy.com on our About Me page where you want to, or if you want to send me a message. Or you can message me directly at moviedeputy@gmail.com. But come on, guys, help me fill up my inbox so that I can do a special show just on that. Who knows? It might even be a series.
Are you serious? I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
Am I sensing some nerves?
That's what I was worrying about, the language.
Know each other really well.
You have to stop thinking about it.
Let me say something.
So you are thinking about it.
How the fuck think I am thinking about it now?
How can you even trust her?
You're being incredibly hypocritical.
I never said he was mentally disabled.
Yes, you did. You said he was slow. You said he was slow. Emma, true love is complicated.
No.
I was just trying to do your stupid show thing.
Stop.
It's about acceptance. Radical acceptance.
Why are you acting like you've never done anything bad? What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Just, there's some drama.
Drama is an understatement.
It's very funny.
Now, is there something or anything in your loved one's life or anything in their past that if you found out about it, what would be the breaking point? What would be the thing that would cause there to be a rift in the relationship? What would be absolute something that you can't go back from if you learned about it from your significant other, either before marriage or after marriage? Is there something from their past that is an absolute deal breaker? For me, yeah, absolutely there is, on multiple different levels. If I was ever with somebody who had admitted to essaying somebody or anything with child abuse or anything with anything along those lines, it's like there's no going back for that. There's absolutely no going back. And there's just stuff that to me is unforgivable. And we all have our points on that. We all have our things that to us would be considered absolutely unforgivable, things that we could not move forward from. Now, obviously, I'm giving this movie a guilty rating, not just because the language, but I mean, there's sexual content and just the tone and topic of the movie. Yeah, this one is probably, I'm guilty is typically 13 and above. I would say, for this one, it 17 minimum, maybe 21. I mean, this one is intense. It is. It's intense for some of the things. And some of the subject of this is just, I'm not sure why they took it this far. Actually, I am, admittedly. It's an indie film. It's A24. Not trying to bash them at all, but they are very left-leaning in a lot of their movies. And this is another one of their typical stories like that. I did change the poster quite a bit. So this is the poster here. If you're over here on our YouTube channel, if you're not, come on over, check it out. This is the poster. And this is what I did for the podcast image. So didn't change it a whole lot, but definitely made some changes to it. Let's go back to the poster. You could have also seen the podcast image, of course, on the podcast or on our YouTube channel over here. So whether you are listening or watching, I want to help you with this, because this is one of those stories that I really kind of have to separate. Personally, I would probably give this maybe a 1.5 to a 2. Critically, if I was like the old version, okay, back when I started Movie Deputy, I tried to remain neutral on movies and I tried to judge them only on the story, how well the story was told. But a couple years ago, I made the bold statement and came out as a constitutional conservative. That's one of the places that this movie really gets me in the wrong way. This one is very anti-gun. It is borderline anti-military. It is very, very, and I'm not exaggerating that enough, very offensive to anybody who has ever known somebody who's been in a mass shooting, known a victim of a mass shooting, been involved in a mass shooting, been impacted by a mass shooting. Obviously, you can guess the theme here. And this one really delves deep into that. And it tries, in a way, to make it sound like guns are the problem. Going so far as to exaggerate that, like with a book of photos. I won't reveal too much more than that, but should you sit down to watch this movie, you should be aware. You should be aware that this is happening and what the tone of this is. The story is supposed to be about how they meet, how their first date is, their first kiss, and they're meeting with their best man and their maid of honor, and they're sitting down and they decide to, hey, what's the worst thing we've ever done? And then the rest of everything just devolves on up through the wedding, and then they're kind of at a precipice at the wedding that just... It almost leads like there could be more to this story, like they could continue it with a sequel, but do you really want them to? Like I said, if you're fans of these guys, just in general, you might be more curious about this, but if you are pro-Second Amendment, if you are pro-anything with that, if you're pro-military, there are many things in this that are just, whoa. And not in a good way. So, if you are on the left, if you are anti-gun, if you think that guns are bad, the guns are the problem, we need more gun regulation. Guess what? Criminals don't follow the law. So, what good is that going to do? And if you're you have to have ID to buy a gun. You do. You have to fill out this whole form. You have to go through a background check. I have a handgun permit I have to fill out this thing, and I have to do this every couple years, and they send it off. They do a background check. It's a very thorough thing before I was issued mine. And the story here is not about a handgun. It's another form of a rifle. It's a rifle. Sorry. My brain is just fried on this. But it's going to upset a lot of people very deeply. Oh, shit. Sorry. I don't normally curse. I apologize. Quincy just freaked out, ran across my computer. Sorry about that. Everything good? Everything? Yep, I'm still recording. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Quinn, you okay? Quincy, you okay? And he's fine. He's walking fine. He just kind of took a fall from like up high over here on the side. Yeah, you're okay, buddy. He's all floofy. His tail's about that big around. It's okay, buddy. But back to this. Score-wise, you're probably wondering where I'm at. Like I said, if I was back in the whole thing where I tried to stay neutral, I would probably be in the sevens, maybe low sevens. If I was somebody who followed this ideology, I'd probably even be higher than that. But looking at the story, looking at how just in your face it was with this indoctrination of anti-gun stuff throughout, and just the blaseness of the situation. And there are a few people who are appalled by what happened, but it's not to the point of taking it to that next level. So honestly, if this is one that you've been really wanting to see, I would wait until it comes out on video, because it's just, like I said, personally, I'm in the probably be in the mid ones, but critically, I have to be fair to it on that. And I have to acknowledge what it is. And I have to also acknowledge the just blatant in your face, just ideology of believe this or you're bad. Believe this or you're bad. Yeah, don't even get me started on that. But score-wise, we are going to be coming in at just a 3.0 out of 10. So 3 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. If you really must see this, wait until it comes out on DVD, Blu-ray. Honestly, it's painful. It's not confusing, but it's painful. If you at all know what's important and what should be touched on, this movie just crosses that line that this is not something that should be made light of. And in this movie, it's just like, oh, this happened, but it's not a big deal. Excuse me? So I hope this will help please, please, please avoid this in the theater. Like I said, if you really must see this, wait until it's out on instant video, DVD, Blu-ray, something like that. And just, yeah, it's just not worth it. And anybody that knows me knows how important that statement is. So, as always, I hope that this has helped you, especially, I mean, in this situation. If you haven't done so already, please click subscribe and turn on that notification bell so you get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. And as always, I will be back again soon, hopefully with a lot less calamity crash. Bye!